John.
First off, Mari. We love the Sugya of Bayer, followed by Seth Kimmel, the Sugya of Karunas. So it's possible when you have one object one place, another object a second place, it's not a mixture, there's no problem. Lush of the Machaber and Seth Kimmel, and Hoyer Lofanum Shnei Eichel Mu Ravan. You have to be something that's mixed over here. And the question is, what defines a mixture? So when Zalman was asked, and he had the letter or a Shabbos, he wrote back, there's totally Bedas Bnei Adam. When a person decides, well, others go this way, and others go based upon a person, that first we have to have a Teruvah, and afterwards we have the Teruvah, the Matruvah with Miyah, the Biyah, the Oichel Teruvah Tzvelis. The first cloud is you have to have a Teruvah, and it depends upon a person. Now the Shemir Shabbos does point out that Shlomo Zalman is Ma'ur, but of course it's a little bit strange that we give over the Torah to the Moin Am to decide what exactly to get up to voice and what's the right of what's mutter. It's an interesting idea. But we do see a similar idea over here. We gave in the same Torah as possible, or a Shabbos possible, we gave to Atheist something to Dalit, or a Hey, or a Ches. We go over and ask a child what exactly it is. That's true, when he asks 10 children, usually they ask almost a cloud what exactly the Atheists are. But certain times it might be a difference over here. So it's also the point against Sugya Barra, the point that general klal among the Moin Am will agree that certain things are Barra and that Teruva is a mixture of the klal and Barra, sometimes not. And obviously there'll be cases in the nitty gritty that they have to draw the line exactly what's going on over here. Certain children lab that will agree, but we see a similar idea against the Sugya Barra. Now, the definition over here that Chunim was saying has to be a mixture. That means, to be clear, sometimes you can walk into a house and see a place messed up. So I walked to my house Friday morning, made a comment how my whole house was messed up. It was very nice of him. So nice that I looked around, and it's certainly not an active mixture over here. So I'm not necessarily get a fire, it's just a standard house, and things look very messy. So you have to realize you have to become between messy and a teruva is a mixture over here. Now, they point out, let's say the situation makes the situation a case that you cannot see it, and it came the idea of a mixture. That means, let's say the estimate is nicker, but the lights are off. And you can't see. Now, does that now make in the case of a mixture based upon the situation? So if I ask this question to a Moshe, it says, at the end of the day, you can't see. It's Cain's idea of a mixture. And therefore, you nickel the column of bar. This is bar over here. Yes, you this way. I tell Hashemi the Urchus Shabbos, you call it Sat having Mugdela Roth. Doesn't say who they are. And the Chodesh Shalim, they point out, but let's analyze it. Is there a mixture? Can you see it? If you close your eyes, is the act of bar over here? Is a mixture over here? In essence, the separate one from the other. So there is a Shugal Nas question, how far do you take the slate of here of a mixture? Do you take the situation that's in based upon the darkness, the surroundings into account or not?
You mean if you open up your closet and it's darker than when you take
that's called your Moshe, it's a problem of the community called Boru, you need Miyad, Biyad, and Oichum
Tzaylus. It's a real
when it sounds like when the lights are on, it will not be a real true voice. And when the lights are off, it will be in the ghetto true voice.
No, but it says even if it's not the voice.
That means they'll come out, they're saying that the darkness can make help you out to making a mixture. Of course, the two opposite ends of the room, no shackles one to the other. Even if it's in the dark, you won't say that to voice. But in the dark can help, I mean, something that has a quasi-mixture, that when you see it, can make an east mixture, and when you have darkness over you, it'll make it into a mixture. That's the Machlokes.
So
can darkness help you making a mixture?
You have stuff hanging in the closet.
So if they're two opposite sides, you can't see it. If you can't, if there's not two opposite ties, not a mixture. There in a closet, a bunch of ties, and my father has ties with tons of them, hundreds of them since the 1830s. So there, it comes out that if you can't see it, it's dark over here, you need a club. Miyan, miyan, open to exilus. Now, they pointed out a similar idea. Let's say you have a swarm lined up. Now, when a swarm lined up on the shelf, there are two ways of having it. Either the case that's clearly defined, you can have a Torah you see, the Shulchan Aruch you see, and the Chumash you see, and the Gemara you see. They point out that's not true. Everything's clearly defined. Less in the case where it's not defined, either because there's no marking on the outside, the cover came off, my kid this past Shabbos took off some of the covers, or in a situation there's a pamphlet, it's very narrow, or less in the room is dark over and you can't see it, so best of it's pressed together. So side by side, but pressed together. Is that nichel negedah of a teruvah over here? Is that a mixture? So the big doubt from the Chaznish and from Zalman to go this way, that to have a mixture is a case where you see on the table a baljan, a pile. What would you do? You would take it off the table and put it back on the shelf the same way. This is its place. This is how it stands by itself. Each one be'etim is standing by itself in its place. That's where it belongs. That's where you put things on the shelf. That knocks the mixture. That displays the error. Therefore, it says the Chodeshani agrees that the concept, side by side, anybody who did not see it, was on the shelf in its place, the mice is not a mixture. Atel Hashani, a Bosner, Lishmir Shabbos, and Chaim say, at the end of the day, it's not nicker, you can't see. So again, the Shigal asks the question, since it's not nicker, you can't tell what type of safety it is over here, maybe just like on the table is a mixture, on the bookcase also it's a mixture.
What if he knows where everything is?
Oh, so tell him, you want to say it depends, if the Baal himself does know, for him it won't be Taruvais, for other people it will be a Taruvais. You want the Mechalik, it depends if the person of he himself knows about it, so to him it's not a mixture. Others in the Echami will be a mixture. So these are the Shiva's last question, how to define a mixture? They do point out, especially for Shabbos, a Vader 101, two things, not a mixture. Has to be more. Two or three is not a mixture. Has to be a pile of things that mix one off with another. If so, the one of the main questions is, because how in the world do you clean up the table on Shabbos? On the tab that we clean up, Kachnoi give, whether the husband or wife, people are the same shalas to get to Shabbos over here. So first they point out, there are two times to clean up a table. One is during the meal itself. You have to, between one course and another course, you take off what's there, and you put other things in its place. Take off the plate, take off the fish, you want to put other things there. So you have a right to take things off, that's for sure. Once it's in your hand, put it wherever you want. That means you're not coming to sort during the meal. Pashas during the meal, since you're taking it off, it should not be a shayla. You're taking it off the plate, putting else there, once in your hand, put it wherever you want. That's of course fine. The main challenge is at the end of the meal. Then the meal, how exactly do you clean up? The chura, the table over here, it's messed up. So the way that they bring down from Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv and Mechaim and others, they point out, I think the standard meal, the end of the meal, is not a teruvis, a mixture. It's messed. It's a balagan. However, things that are clearly defined, you see the plates, you see the forks, you see the silverware, you see everything clearly defined. Now there are certain times that at the end of the meal, it turns into a teruvis, let's say the end of a kiddush, end of a Shlomo Zohar, and then it's not that simple, how to clean up, what to go do. But I think most meals, and I've tried to, over the years, analyze it, especially the first couple of times I've been borrowed, I look at a table, and at them, it's a mess, 100% a mess. That's not a mixture, that's not a teruvis over here. Now, in a situation you're afraid you might get a case of teruvis, when you're having a lot of people, it really turns into a mess over here, what's the eitza? So the purpose is very simple, so clean up in between. Do it between the courses, or when you're having a kiddush over here, or you're having a shalom zachar, clean up in between the situation when there is no teruvis yet, and try not to get into that case. Because once you get into that case, we'll have to learn the Kloma very, very well to understand how to clean up a kiddush when you do have a mess. Well, otherwise, I think most tables in general on people's houses are not looking to get off teruvis. How far to take the estate over here? The Shami discussed when you have food inside your beard. Everyone discussed this question. Is that a problem? So Rav Shlomo says, since one has no shaykes to another, it's not true of us over here. They're not nichol get a burr. It's a chiddush over here. One thing, one has nothing to do with the other. You see it, that's a separate entity. Building upon this idea, we have to have a get a teruvis. Let's say a person does have a teruvis. He has a mixture over here, and he wants to make an eighth mixture. That means he has silverware together. Now, to sell silverware, you have to oichum type sellers, and miyad and biyad, and no problem. Let's say he wants to set the table the night beforehand. Can he take the silverware and throw it all over the place? Now, oh my gosh, there's no mixture, no teruvis. And then go to the table, put the forks in this place, the knives in this place, the spoons in this place, whatever's left over back in the drawer over here, should be no problem. This question to a Moshe, and Moshe eats the teruvis. It's a good idea. Make it at least teruvis. Therefore, Rav Osner and Rav Strombach and the Chodeshami, I barak, I see 18 different swarms go this way. You can make something at least teruvis. A wonderful eitzah. Now, they point out Pashas is before Shisagil. Gemara by Osin Nafayin Dalet. Gemara says that Rabibi, it was his day to Meshamish, he had in front of him a kapola of Paris, a basket of Paris. He didn't know what to go do. See, he threw them out in front of everybody to separate the Paris from the leaves. The Gemara is specific why to do that for, or is it me sadly holds Eichel Medek Shalas and Osir, or I need up a Kamechavim. What exactly is the reason? Explains to Rashi, what is the Heter? He studied why he's spreading out, says Rashi, if now it's spread out by itself, there's no mixture over here, and therefore it's mutter. So of course it sounds like the force of sugya over here, spreading things out, being ish taruvis, the mice is mutter. Like now I see numerous from being down from the Yashiv that he held is a chashash teraisa, well this al-mashulash, or the Shabbos, or the Shabbos Yitzchok, or the Peskei Tshuvas, or the Asher Yish, five of its firm. If you want, you can go to Kol HaLoshen, and Gimel Shvat, Tavshin Samachtes, He's giving you shir on the sugya daf ayin dalid amud aleph. And the shir over there in the middle of the shir, it's listed, tries to ask him, Maisa, how can you make an ois teruva? It's a bayim tzabur. And the words of Riyashim, take before Shazari, before Shigamara. The guy asked him, and Maisa, let's not ask him again a second time, says, read Rashi. The guy did not understand what exactly he wanted from him, why they called in his name, it's Osir, it's Raiso, when he said, before Shigamara, straight to Rashi, I was like, what do you want from me exactly? About this mutter. So I know they called me Aknet. Maisa Seva Oroth quotes him in his matuit, and if he wants before Shigamara, that he thinks before Shigamara that way. Maisa is not that simple. There are those who are Matanah, to be Machmer, there's Dain Fisher in Mara Shabbos, in the early Yitzchak, and Rav Shapiro over here. They come with Maisa, they want to be Chayshish, Shai Dvalitsky. They come, number one, Apisora, and then they want to ask the Sugyo. First they point out, when a person has a mixture, you have Tua, you have rocks, and you have wheat together, you don't just have a pile, and then you take out the rocks. The tendency is you spread it all out, then you can take out the rocks from the wheat. That's the case of Barim and Atayro. So either they call it, it's Derech Barim to spread things out, or it's Ascholot that Barim to spread things out. Or it's Ascholot, that's how you spread things apart. It's either Ascholot that Barim or Derech Barim. Why take the silver and you're putting it all over the place? To start separating it, to make it easy to put it on the table. It's all Ascholot put on the table. It's one act leading to the act of putting it up on the table. That's why you're doing it for. You're doing it, put it on the table. That's Nechon, that's Ascholot of the act of Barim over here. I can tell me it's the force of Sugyu, Rabibi and Maisa threw it out on the table, separate the parrots from the leaves over here. So he points out, read the Sugyu of two Malkins, there's Rashi and there's Taisus. The way Taisus says, he says, does not understand. Is there a tad that quotes Rabibi for the Oichum to excel as an ulcer? A mad of its miyad right away in the table, there's no tad. What Rabibi's mesopic is when you get it in the kitchen, before you get to Mamash on the table, maybe that's Nichon, the category of La'achaz man. Nevel came along and he threw it on the table. Why? To make it be a case of miyad. Not like Rashi spread it out to make an ois teruvos. He threw it out on the table to make it not be la'achaz man, not to be in the kitchen, be on the table. That means Taisa is saying, why throw it out on the table for? To make it miyad. And the Eichel B'Tep says, the Maisa is mutter miyad. They point out that Taisa is no right to the sugya. But he can maybe bring it right back to Karim Taisa. Taisa is saying, the reason why I threw it out, to make it a case of miyad mamish. That's all. Even according to Rashi, the case according to Rashi, you have Perius mixed together with the leaves over here, and you want to throw it on the table to be eaten right away. Maybe to be eaten right away is Derech Achila Mamish, you'll have a heter. But to set the table the night before, where over there it's not Derech Achila, you want to make an Easter, but it's a couple hours later, who says the Maisha have a heter according to Rashi? Maybe that's going to be studied in Rashi to be spreading out with the Derech Achila, you'll have a heter, because they're eating it right away. They were there. But Sabbath, who says you have a heter? So I point out from Rashi is not Luchok. Taisus also, the Chur is clearly not the way, maybe Rashi by carrot. And then with those who want to argue, Void, we know the Chubas Deshin, a shell of a deraisa over here. How can you make him a shell of a deraisa? The Maisa is a Swarm. Again, Bacon Swarm did not go this way, which is a Toybon. Again, Aiken Swarm went this way. They say the passion is, you move the circular like Rashi's understanding, it's making it Oyster Rubis. Oyster Rubis, the Maisa is Mutter. So it comes out that it is an other way to learn the sugyo, not that simple. But the Maisa, most places disagree and say you can't make it ois teruvos. However, they do point out, even if you're semich upon the center, it's eight to tovo, Maisa, you have to have two klolim over here. I've seen people in camp when they try to go do it, Friday night to 7 to Shabbos morning, they don't do it exactly correctly. So you have to and sort of shani, you have to make sure when you spread it out, is that it's spread out. That means people throw it up, you extend it in, oh, that's what everything where they want to go, where they want to put it. They throw it up, it comes down, it's still a pile, still mature, it's a little bit more spread out. You didn't gain much. There's no dint to throw it up and to spread it quasi out. There's a mitzias. It has to be spread out. They did not see a mixture over here. So first of all, they point out, it's not that simple to go do it. Your wife will really appreciate taking somewhere and go all over the place. Well, that totally works for the Moshe, but it's not that practical when people are watching. That's all. Second, they get involved with an interesting question. In this time of making Easter Rubis, does it have to be done in one shot? Can you take it and throw it off? Oh, I didn't do a good enough job. I'll throw this section out, other section out. Oh no, that's being Easter in an active prayer over here. Once I'm doing it one time, Easter prayer. But I'm doing it by sections. That's part of the pull off to start taking the table. Chodeshani says you have to do it one time. I get a lot of Gabriel says not sure if that's true or not. That means the Shikol's last question to be at least Reira, has to be a one-time thing. Otherwise, you'd be basic with it. Call us a prayer over here.
That part is not
mixed
in with the rest.
So you want to make it? We'll argue the point. But then again, the question we had, you have to do one time. But the Chinese says you do have to.
Within one time?
Yeah, you one time you do have to.
Three of them said he was from next to each other.
Yeah.
So there you sell it. You'll have a problem. He has his problem. Now, if so, it's not that simple making an Easter race. Let's get about another Easter to make something Easter race. You have a pile of toys in your house. You have your cars and your Lego and your dolls and your everything around it. Everything. I'm going to pick up one thing at a time, and I do not care what I want to pick up. I can pick up the car. I can pick up the Legos. And any the blocks, one by one, to my hand, it's the rules. I can put the car away, I can put the Lego away, I can put the doll away, because no one doesn't have me in my hand. Is there a head to call that bully yoda? Whatever comes to my hand, I'm not picking anything specific. I do not care what it is, I'm not picking up all the cars, not picking up all the Lego. I'm picking up whatever comes in front of me, and then I'm going to put it wherever I want. Is that another Easter of making Easter rules? Again, to Shigel's last question, is that true or not? The Shmuel Kamenetsky comes to Lachas being down to his father, and he himself wants to be Michael. The boss has a tshuva about it. The Olam Tzion, they don't like what time it makes the least rubis. I tell Hashem, you'll hear, Rabbi Quinn will point out, in essence, what are you doing? You come to go clean, and whatever comes to your hand, you come to put away. We know the Malacha of Bore is not Lavdaka Oichel Nipsilis. Even Shneim in Oichel, Akazman, the act is even the case of sorting, Lavdaka the act is the din of selecting. So in essence, you're putting one here, one there, one there. After sorting, your lot is costing maybe a place in the Rambam. He says that in the right of sorting. So in essence, when you're cleaning up, it's all one pulley doing over here. It's true that your kill comes to hand. But in essence, what are you doing? Putting one here, one there, one there, one there. And putting where each thing belongs. The card one is its place, the left one is its place, and the other is its place. Therefore, when you bring each thing over here, it's one act. The Imtadr from Zalman, and Lahuris Lassim, and the Yachim, the Chodeshoni, and the Mchaim, and even the Machaliyot, or Chashabas, quote the Mekilim, and say, the fella, how to be Mekil here? And Mikey, here it's one act. You come to put things away. And not two separate things going on over here. You're taking it to put away, taking it to put away, taking it to put away. That's the whole one act of the idea of fire over here. But let's say you have Mekinto. Then you make it ice. But not mitzvah putting it away. But it happens naturally. For example, let's say a person has a pile of silverware, and that's all wet. And during the week, how do you go dry? You pick up the fork and dry it, pick up the knife and dry it, pick up the spoon and dry it. It's a mixture over here. When you pick up the fork to go dry it, now the fork is by itself. Do you have to take the fork and put it back in the mixture? Oh, by itself. I set the table for a night. The knife, I dry by itself, put it on the table. The spoon, by itself, put it on the table. I'm a pile of laundry. I want to fold the heter. I want to take a sweater deal out of fold. I want to fold a knot on its creases. So the question is, I have a whole pile to sort this offer. So I sort it, the other sweater, I fold it, I have to put the sweater back, once it's in my hand, put it wherever I want. On that case, when they point out it's a different stage over here, when the I'm doing one pool on, and oh my gosh, that's Easter Rubois, I can't know it can be Easter Rubois. I know it can put it away, but that's not my tablet. My tablet is to do something else first. I give it Easter Rubois, come because I claim one we make home. That's the Rishon Zalman and the Shemir Shabbos and the Avos and the Shumach and the Mafal. That's the one kind of, that's two separate entities over here. A Vada that you can do over here. Sorry? You're putting, once it's not to Ruiz, there's no clone of butter. We make it Ruiz to Ruiz.
See that making the file?
Once again, you take the spoon out and you dry it. It stands by itself, do whatever you want with it. There's no mixture anymore.
What does the file mean called over here?
We'll see what it means. I'm not sure what it means.
But
we say Lizman is also all the time. There's not a mixture over here. There's no mixture over here. The one time I take out the spoon, I dry it. Right? My parents, they wash it for a night, and they tell the kids to go dry it sometimes. So the night that we dry, we have the spoon. Now it goes on the table.
So can you take all the time
and spoon? A possible is not true, but you won't get the spoon by itself. We'll get to
it. Take
no, you take them all out. No, you take them all. Now you're taking. No, that you can't do. Because then you're separating it and you have to use the average jump system. Yeah. No, you want to know if you take it. You take one spoon and dry, and one spoon and one spoon one at a time. But taking all that, I think, can't do.
When is the Zman work?
What?
When is the Zman work?
I'm not sure what you mean by the Zman.
Later on,
later? That's when you have a mixture. You have to have a mixture first. You have no mixture, there's no Isser. We make it Isser, it's like throwing out the silverware. Here, got thrown out by doing another act in between. Now, even this case of the drawing the silverware or folding clothing is that Liashim and Sadiblitsky wants to argue with Taina, but you know it's going to happen. Fine, but the Maisa, it comes out that we have two cases over here that call up all the Yodai. One case call up all the Yodai, but that's put away, because that put away would be Machmer. However, the second call up all the Yodai was a two-step process, because the person wanted to be Makel over here. Now, we're coming over here when they have a case of Teruvos. The lucky is we're applying to a case of Oichel. What about things that are not Oichlem? Do we have the same column over here? That means things that are not Gula Karko. There's a Taz that's on Siftez Vav. Over there, the Taz of Kotin Yubayis. He points out the words over here by Machabim and Os, Sif Gimel, Yishnei Mina Oichlem Urochem. Two Mina Oichlem. That's lost to the Gemara. So the Taz is a Havmino. It sounds like Tafko. Oichel is an Isser of Burr. Masha Enkin thinks that not Oichel and not Nichol Koma Burr. How about Taz goes on further? And it says, how the Gemara of Ein Dalam Aveis brings down a Maisa of the one someone wants to make a Chavitza. And the Gemara says, Oiva, seven different Chatois. One case as Rashi is, the Burr, the service, the racks from the offer, from the dirt. You're taking racks out of the dirt, you're racking his Burr. It's not Shemin Oichel. Therefore, end of the Taz, the idea of Shnei Mina Oichlem is saying Oichlem a Rufusa, a Chiddush, and even a case over here that is Mina Oichlem, Maitas, that a thing that going Maitas on both cases, whether it's Lekak or not, the Chiddush over here. Now we have to realize that when you look right now the Sidura the Pass, in the Sidura the Pass, before we came across, we will come across, we came across Eina by Ma'amar, Ein Ma'amar El Gula Karko. But the Sugya of Dosh, we'll see also Ein Dosh El Gula Karko. We'll see by Zer, the Bialach will bring down Kiregir, Zer, by Winnowing is only by Gula Karko. By the case of Teuchen, you want to grind cheese, you want to grind eggs, Ein Teuchen El Gula Karko. The question here is, it sounds like maybe it's far away to say Daka, the Sugya is by Gula Karko. My son, I couldn't have to grapple why that's so. But it's clear from Rashi, the Sugya of Taz, the idea of Boyer applies whether it's to Lekak and not whether it's Oichel or not, there is no difference over here. Therefore, the Mishmur by us is a Kotin Tezvav, brings down Kosu, the Achroinim, the Chilom Maisa, Machmer, the look is whether it's Oichel or not, Lekak or not, Tesha Shabbos, Tribagon, Tferesel, Chayodim, Graz, and others, Repaskin, the look applies for all cases, whether it's Oichel, whether it's Begodim, whether it's Kalim, whether it's Silverware, there is no difference. Again, there are those who are Taino, there's an interesting Chemdas Yisrael, we'll get to look at Zivdalad, the Bialach has a question of how the Minik Kliasol, somehow to be Makel, are taking out fish, we have a fish with bone to take the bones out from the fish. And he has a hard time with the Minik Olam is to be Makel. Says the Chemdas Yisrael, you know why? Because fish is not going to do like Karko. Maybe wants to come along and say, maybe it's only Dindir Abonon over here, or the Sia said Dindir Abonon. You have to realize, first of all, the fact to say fish is not going to do like Karko, number one, is not that simple. And number two, what is the kim to the Shubut Hadashim? Elam Sor. Chelk Avsim Nun Zayin. His case is a big fish and little fish. His case is fish. That's the case of Chash Teraiso. To see that to take that idea to a character, especially the case of fish, is against the first case of Shubut Hadashim. Now, there is another mahalach over here, seems to be not like the Mishnah, that's brought down by the Ur Sameach, and others will be Sameach upon in the Kavis Alokas. But the Pasha first to point out, the halacha applies by silver and by plate and by begodim and by anything that has a mixture of one with the other. By Eichel, it all applies to the getter of teruvos. Now, if you have the idea of teruvos, come on the Chumash Hadashim, and he has two questions over here. One is teruvos halacha negated when you have two minim, or is it also a case you have min echad? That's one shiloh. The second is, even when it's two minim, what halacha of its nicker does that make it eish teruvos? Two separate questions over here. So, first, the Shubut Hadashim with this first question over here, I want to point out that it's cutting, we have one min. You have a bunch of apples all together, some apples are better than other apples. You want to take out the better apples from the worst apples. But the both apples all the same, not much of a difference. Coming to the Shubut Hadashim, he points out the lashon of all the Paiskimish, Shnei Mina Eichlem. It always says that the lashon of 2 minute oichlim has to be a case of two, not a case of one. The Tanya that Simchat Beis brings down the Shemus Hanesher, he says, he disagrees. He points out, forget even by min echad should be the idea of bar. Circle so we separate one from another. And the idea over here, the chiddush is forget of 2 minute oichlim is a chiddush, even though one's nicker, one's an apple, one's an orange. But the Maaseh says that nicker still can be an echad to rumors over here. And they still need to call a bar to match it, otherwise they're even nicer. So the Isma Chalikis by min echon, by a bunch of apples mixed together, is a nichon a klolam that you need a bar or not. The Tzadik B'maisa wants to be machmer, he comes along and says that's the Das of Benichananel, that's the Das of the Torah, he has a maral, he has a marshal that way, the El Yahu wants to be right in the Yishami. And they have a look at Maisa, the Chai Odom says that nothing to be machmer. So he says, Maisa is machmer. The Maim Mordechai says, Toi Blokosh. Now those who Maisa go this way to be machmer. Atana Shani, Mishmur Sukkot says, well, again, he comes along and says, Haber Achem Kol Kulok, he sends you twice for Shabbos, the Be'er Moisho, the Chem Moisho, and afterwards, the Machta Shekel, the Nahar Sholom, and the Graz, the Gretal, and make the Shrom does not go like the Taz. The Kalom, the Pasch, the Loch is, Zavka by Shnei Minim, you have the Geder of Barer, by Min Echod, you not have a Kol Negev to Barer. Now, the Yishalmi that the El Rabbah sends you the Kol Rai to, is an interesting Yishalmi. The Shalmi over there says that Chizki holds Rem Oichlem Mitoch Oichlem Yechayiv. Oichlem Mitoch Oichlem Yechayiv. Says the Shalmi, Adas the Chizki, the loch is, Rem Yemoinim, you take pomegranates, apple pomegranates, Chayiv. B'nei Nash, M'ngav B'nei Nash, Chayiv. You have people, mix in with people, Yechayiv. So take the idea that we have a Shalmi, seems to have a concept of people mixing together other people, have a bayam into the Sugi of Barer. Therefore, they discuss, let's say you have in a hospital, Beit HaChamah, we have a bunch of kids, 20, 30, 40 kids in one room, and it's at night, and your certain kids are crying, it's Friday night, and they want to take out, the kids are crying, to not wake up the kids who are not crying. People have a mixture over here, is there bayar on Barer on Shabbos? Because the kids are crying with the Pesilus, the kids are not crying with the Eichel, you have to make sure, you take out the Eichel, the 40 kids are not crying, away from the 3 kids that are crying. Is there by yacht? Who is by first? My name is from Zal McClellan's question. The Negeta Beit Yoledes, what's the 8th over here? He gets involved, maybe it's not Haruvais. It's Nicker, whose kid is yours. Sometimes it's not too Nicker, they tell you it's your kid. Okay, you're not really sure unless it says the name over there. He ends up Sarchi, not that simple. A similar case, I heard that in the Sanhedrin Mechaved, they have all the Sabonim in the base Medrash. And the certain places are makbid to have the father there, certain places are not makbid, they're very makbid to make sure the father's there. So it's based on this jam packed, they get wonderful prizes over there, and certain kids show up without the fathers. So the rabbi went around and take out the kids with no fathers. The kids are tiny, fur, how can you take us out? Fur, so isn't that
critical? That
itself, I give a prize. They went to a Berkeley about this question, he says, actually, it's not nice. Don't think of the kids as there to learn, that's not how to go do it, this is wrong, I'm hungry over here. It's not the single bar, we don't do that. But interesting, Shiloh, especially once you see the idea over here, that this idea of barriers as you shall me, of people for people. Now the mind thought, you could kind of side the kids, side others to the bottom, it's not really a taruvus over here, it's not a mixture over here. You can evolve what defines psalus over here, is that really a case of psalus over here? But just to answer the Yishalmi, they point out, of course, again, the Kasha, a right that ties against Shumas Hadesha. He says, Rimoinim from Rimoinim, and people from people. That's Avada Minechot over here. So what's going on? So you could say that Eglital says, Avadli, does not bring it down, obviously Yishalmi. But the Maaseh Kalam, the Nishmachotam, and the Arkashulcham, before the Menorah Torah, they point out, look nice, the Kalam and Yishalmi also, from an Eda, from an Iris, they're not saying it as a Benechutza. There's Borah, by the case of people of people. Borah, Rimoinim from Rimoinim. It's like as a Kasha. What, you think this Borah, from taking people away from people? Thing is, Borer, taking out Rimoinim from Rimoinim, it's a Minechot. What are you talking about over here? Avada no, not nothing like the single Borer over here. And therefore, most Achrenim argue with this Taz, and soon with the rise of Eliyahu to Yishalmi, that people are on the side of what Min over here, Maestro Shami, Nichol, Nichol, or Borer. We will get later on in the Sugyo, in Siptas Mo, there's a case of Mechabetz, a case of liquid over there, and we'll see there will be a case of the Minechot. There will be the call of Barer. But that again will be, says Makavon Ba'ot, Lach will have a different get in the gate to of Yorish. So true, we pass in, true possession, Minechot, no Barer. How by lot? Why does Hashem have to give the Sifta as well? Why that's so? Talmud Matan says, once we have the Yisrael, if you have to have two minim, and one min is not nichol to get a bayer, let's say you have two minim, you have chicken and meat, two different things over here, but let's say you have big pieces of chicken and little pieces of chicken, and big pieces of meat and small pieces of meat, and you do not want to separate the chicken from the meat, you want to separate the big from the small. You want to take all the small pieces, chicken and meat on one side, and all the big pieces of chicken and meat on the other side. If that can be a problem, since you was a Deshem, since he's not separating the Shnei Minim, he's separating by size, no problem. We're talking about the Mobile also. What says, separating by size is not separating meaning, and therefore it's mutter. Building upon that, you say it over here, let's say you have a mixture of, let's say you have a salad in front of you, cucumbers and tomatoes. 50% tomatoes and 50% cucumbers. And you want to separate, not them, you like that, but you don't want 50%, 50%, you want to make it a less of a percentage. You want 70% tomatoes and 30% cucumbers. So you want what's there, you just want less of a percentage. So you take out cucumbers. Not that you don't want them, you 100% want them. But you don't want so much of them. Making less of a percentage is if I ever, you have a pretzel, tons of salt on it. You pick up some of the pieces of salt that's on the pretzel over here. I want the salt. I don't want pretzel with no salt. I don't want so much salt. It's too salty. Is there a problem of butter? Well, no, that's literally ahead of the tremendation. Taking off big and small. I want it. I want chicken and meat. I just want, don't want a small piece of chicken. I want a small piece of meat. I don't want so much of something. Is there a problem that gets the sugar of butter? So, the Minchas Ish want the taina, making a percentage, making less, I'm taking out what I don't want. That's the bayam, that's the sugya bar. I see, thinking about it, it's a little bit hard to understand that. I want less of something. Chaim Lot says, that's called nichol together of bar oichel ma'oichel. I'm taking three apples, I'm taking one apple, that's mutter. So I have over here, I have tons of cucumbers, I'm taking away some of the cucumbers, that's oichel ma'oichel. Either our tomatoes, yes, or what? From what? Yeah, one minute mutter. So here went two minim, same idea of it, same less than percentage. Ka'in there, Moshe seems to say in the shoe, we're discussing, when you have a lid, you want to take away the chicken and the soup, you want to separate the two, you want to. But not so much soup. And you want to take the lid and hold it back. So now you want to, but not so much. So the Moshe, you have a bayam to the soup of butter and using it clean, but no, the Moshe is mutter. But Moshe, the Moshe is matter it. Now it's not clear why he's matter it. So the Matana, why is it matter? Because I want to, just not so much. It could be another story over there, why that's so. But Maisha Moshe's story sounds like, I want him not that much, so Maisha's mutter. And then with the Chodesh discussing, when you take your bread, you dip it into salt, you take off some of the salt. I don't want some of the salt so much. Sometimes the father dips it in, gives it to the kid, and gives it shakes it off. I could, is that, even it's a burr. That's Chodesh, I want salt, just not that much. And then with, again, this past year on Pesach, came out on Shabbos, and there's a big shiloh of Tumum on the Svar that when you take the mara, you're supposed to dip it in the choresis. I know people put choresis in and eat, but it's supposed to be dipped in the choresis, supposed to shake it off. So the get to Yontif, nobody has to go by eating it right away. The get to Shabbos, you shake off the choresis. You want a little bit to take away either the poison over there, the bitterness over there, but however, you shake off the choresis. Since you have carp, you do that on Shabbos, you even it's a bar. Maisel, everyone has a little seder, past year. What do they go do? Anyone heard from the concept? Don't shake up the choresis. So, there's some time to answer this question. He says, you know why? Because I want a little bit. I don't want so much. I want a little bit to be stuck on, but not that much. I want less than a percentage. Josh, Karto, the Kupshitz, others that get involved in this question, others through some also why it's mutter. But numbers that Quinn point out, one of the rights that come from is shaking off the choresis from the mara, making less than percentage of the mice is mutter, because not the act of mara. That's like taking small pieces and big pieces, there's no problem there. Wanting less, not looking to get a mara.
Is there a difference, like you say, you want to take off 10%
or you want to take off 90%? It does not seem to be that way. Now, somebody wants to take off 99%, because the other little bit commands less on me. Then I think there is a problem. But if you want, just less. There's a strachosaur, I'm going to those disagree. Jack is trying to say it's not nichol together of making, doing the act of bar over here.
Does that mean that I want to, if I take some of a type of food and it's mixed up with something else, I take some of it. That mean I could do Borea to get to the other type of food?
So if you mean by cholent, they point out those have tails and beans and meat. So putting weight to the side is no problem at all, because nothing out of the mixture. I mean, they're keeping it in the mixture, that's certainly not a problem. Because everything's there.
Because
you move it out of the way, but still there, that's not doing any active butter at all. No. That's totally fine. That's like spreading things out.
So if I have two types of meat on a plate that are mixed together, I take some of it, and I then do Borea to get to the other one. I leave it on the plate. I can.
If you're not taking it out of the mixture, it's not a problem. That's not doing butter.
And if I didn't take some to begin with, I'm doing
it. Maybe being in the food, serve and let's see. Let's see what's causing the now, we're now discussing the act of defining a percentage. But the main challenge is, what defines two minim? We're passing between two minim. One minim of mice is no problem. So the Sforim struggle how the Malachim go, whether it's Al-Mashulash or Simcha Bonim or the Kodesh Halachas. They seem to make particular five different categories to make something two minim versus one minim. First, the names of the categories. Let's say something has a different name that makes it two minim, number one. Number two, let's say it has a different taste, also make it into a second category. Number three, let's say it has a different use, different shimosh. Number four, let's say one's worse than the other. And number five, let's say one's is and one's heter. We are done, explain the cases. First, the case when something has a different name. The Makor for that having a different name is look up the Tumas Deshin himself. He says this. He says, you look at the Sugya of Avodah Zarah, when I think negate the idea of Bittul, what's not negated Tam, Shuma, Erlo, Akilba Elflay Bottle, what separates things one from another, says look at the Avodah Zarah, it goes after the shame, after its name. Then he says you have different types of fish. Fish are called fish. Since one's called mackerel, one's called carp, one's called sushi, one's called gefilte fish, all have different names over here. Says the Tumas Deshin, that is called a different name. Different name is has different two minim, and has the clone negated to butter, same thing negated to silverware. A fork is not a knife, it's not a spoon. Same thing negated to fruit, to all called fruit. One's an apple, one's an orange, one's a pear. So when we have one category to make shnei minim, but a different name. Aleph.
Can I separate?
We'll get to that. A second case over here is negated to timim. A second category, given taste, that means the Prima Gadol discussing, which we're moving down, it's going to Tezor again. You have the case of a boiled chicken and roasted chicken, certainly they are worlds apart, and one has nothing to do with another. Whether it's raw vegetables versus cooked vegetables, both vegetables, they're given taste. Even though they, in the core of the Makarvitz Indian, just like the Trimandeshan is saying, look at Issa Heter, when it's not Negev Tam, we know Negev Tam separates the Inyanim here also. And Kain's there, this concept, things that are different in taste actually are called two different meaning. No, we'll try to get to it. We'll first the column, and then we'll try to get the cases. The third column over here is the gate has a different shimosh. We'll have a different use. We'll get different cases. A fourth thing over here is, let's say it is the same thing, but one is worse than the other. That means we had in Sif Aleph, and Mishbu explained in Sif Kon Zayin and Sif Kon Tes Vav, that some of them can have lettuce that has wilted lettuce on top of it. Now the two ways it can be wilted. Either it's wilted that's not Ur L'Achila at all. That says the Mishmur is Nichol in case of a Bar that's Klom of a Deraiso. And therefore you need Eichol Miyad and Miyad without Deraiso. He says, but let's say it's Roy Achila Adei Chak, then Be'etim has a Gede of one min, that's nearer the act of Tzadis Eichol. Therefore as a Klom and Gede of Bar, only a Dindra Abonim. Therefore says the Mishmur, let's say you have a case of Yad of chicken, some it's burnt, some it's not burnt. Therefore, it's not Roy L'Achila. Echnami definitely call him a bar deraiso. So Roy L'Achila Aydeh Chak, meaning it negates the signal of a bar drabon. That's a fourth category. Maybe build upon this, they discuss when you have foam on top of the beer. Is the foam less than the beer itself? Is that two minim or one min? Can you take off the foam? Is it by Amtan Sugil Barer? Is that best? No, that's one min over here. I see the Knei Boisim wants to say definitely get a bar drabon. The Maisha Minah will be Ashim. No, that's one thing best. There's your question, take off the foam from the beer. A fifth situation is, let's say one's a case of Heter, one's Isser, but the same thing. Example, let's say an apple that's Erlo, and an apple that's Heter. Is that two minim or one min? But these are first the five categories. Now explain some of the categories more in depth. The first case we said, we had the second category, we said a case of taste. Now taste, again, Mishmur is very clear, when you have case of a roasted chicken, a boiled chicken. I mean, if you ever had that, you have one on barbecue, a one sided boiled chicken, they're two different things. No attraction, one nothing to do with another. Avada that two minimum over here. The main shalit is called if you have the top of the chicken and the bottom of the chicken. That means the white meat and the dark meat. Kainzek starts turning, negates the neck, negates the wing. Is that nichel in the category of being separate minimum or not? Now, you can really start clearing one mitzad the name, one mitzad the tam. Mitzad the name, I think, is not a question. I think about it's one thing. That means, for example, you ask a person, went to chasna, what do you have? You say, you know, we have chicken. Do you tell a person we have tops of chicken, about the chicken? Chicken and chicken. About the same name. If they're schnitzel, they say schnitzel. Schnitzel is a different name than chicken, I think. So I think chicken, name about it's one thing over here. Which is again, when the waiter comes over to you and you say you want chicken and they ask you which type of chicken, then you say the top or the bottom. What's not negay, you call it chicken. So I think avadah, the name shavai, it's one category. The question is negay to taste, negay to texture. The top and the bottom are two different worlds. Nice, a person who wants the bottom over here, most people want the bottom over here. If they only left over the top, they won't take the top. That's true, they don't appreciate it. It's not the thing they like. Like you come to yeshiva, you serve 51 pieces of chicken, 50 are at the bottom, one at the top, the top is left over. All 50 bottoms are gone over. People don't like that. They have this fact is hard to say. That two minim. Yes, a Moshe. Moshe says, Avad the two minim from the Zalman and the Stroma from Kalokas. Two different minim. Tzad HaSheni doesn't want Taino. True, one is juicier. You tell me the fact one tastes different than the other makes it not be chicken. For example, you tell me yeshiva chicken and a hotel chicken, a restaurant chicken is different. One has one taste, one has another taste. They're both the bottoms. You tell me what the same meat over here? No, I mean, they taste a little bit different, but there's chicken over here. So the spice different. Makes a different type of chicken over here. At the end of the day, nice, there's chicken over here. There's chicken. Therefore, we come with Dover, and then the Yashiv, and then the Shonim Khan, the Yashiv, say, if I care. It is all one chicken over here. The boiled chicken is nothing new. You will never walk in the store and take that chicken and give you boiled chicken. And you went to chasna, if you had sold boiled chicken, you won't tell people what do you have last night. The chasna is sold chicken. You say that. They serve boiled chicken. It's a different thing over here. They don't serve it. They don't have such a thing. There's no concept over here. But it's a different thing over here. If you tell, if your wife tells you, go buy chicken, serve main chicken for supper, you came back with boiled chicken, you'll be in big trouble. Right? But you said chicken! Yeah. And she's like, come on. Like, it's a different world.
Dark and light and different.
Dark top and bottom, she said. She should have been more specific. She wants something more specific. Your wife tells you, you got my chicken, come back to the top. She's like, ah, you got that bottom. So you listen what you told her to go do. It's a different category over here. No, I'm not sure that I'm the mask. I think spice is nice, that's the same thing, really. I think hotel chicken, yeshiva chicken, emerald green is always the same. That's the question here. Where do you put a top and a bottom? Half the swamp go one way, half the swamp go another way. So again, I think that's all one thing. A similar case, the Mishmurim down the case of a sour apple and a sweet apple. If you have some people, go to them, he's mistopic what the local beer is. The two sides look upon it. Or Chashulchan, the Ash goes this way, so the Bad is looking to get a Menachot. There are apples over here. A Tzad HaSheni comes to Lachot, the Zachar HaShem, and says, what do you mean? A Bad is two different meaning over here. So the Bad says, there are green apples and red apples, and the world's apart over here. The Shmuel says, a great question. The Shigal Bad's question. How do you look upon it? A similar question, again, to taste. What about you have a sweet challah and you have water challah? One made with eggs and one made with water. Are they two meaning or one meaning? On Shabbos, is there a cloth over here? Are there different things over here? And you have to make sure when you take the cows out, you have the cloth in the gate to burn out. Might I see the same we call Menachem and the call Alokas, they come with a Taino. Avada is two different meaning over here. Now, for me, I have a hard time to understand that. And the Seer Shtumach and Shuba says, the Chiddush Gadol calls is a safer. The Chiddush Gadol, the what? What a cow and three cow have two different meaning over here. But he goes up front and says, Shash is the Raiso. Shuba is a Dershin. How can I go against that? It's the right though. Those that make all Yishami Lismoich seem to be a third mile among the swarm. Seem to stand there are sweet colors and there's very, very sweet colors. I mean, I think most colors, if you ask me personally, I agree with our Stromach, that most colors, my kids might like water color over sweet color, I like the other way around. But you can have regular color and have it with the dips in the salad. They say it's a little bit harder to have it. Then it's like very sweet color. At that time, Vesri challah with the hummus and the chinah and the matrucha, that's very hard. That's like eating cake together with the matrucha. Cake and matrucha don't go together. So then I can have more of a separate category. I got regular challah that's full of sweets. I don't know, you can eat matrucha, no problem. You might enjoy water challah better. Fine, each one of his own. I think there are three sheets over here. One says avada, water challah, and challah are two different minna. I have a hard time with that. Shtumach himself has a hard time with that. You might want to say challahs are challahs. The third aspect, the third choice is, no, it depends how sweet is sweet over here. You couldn't really argue, as long as you make haburo, challah and bread. Is that bread is just cut up challah? Is that the same thing? Or is that two different things? It's bread. Right, same thing, two different things. Perfect, exactly. That's a great question. What is bread and what challah? When you eat, why do we eat? Challah is the certain stores, you go into the store, you go to Angel's Bakery, they take the challah and they just cut it for you, and they give it to you the whole thing. That's quite challah, and that's quite bread. Different, how different? During the week you eat the same thing, how different is it? Is that two different meaning?
No one said one thing.
I think it's one thing. I think you eat the same thing. It's true, it's different. But you eat the challah. Whatever you eat the challah with on Shabbos, during the week you eat with bread. Whatever you eat the challah with on Shabbos, you'll eat the Shabbos. You'll eat challah with children during the week. If you have bread, you eat with children also.
One has to buy one, he can't work with the other, so you got upset.
You want a different shape, you're saying. How's different top?
How's
your different top? I think it's the same thing. Now, so they, a whole wheat doesn't count. That's a different minute of totally. That tastes different. That doesn't.
What is
two meals? Two a whole wheat has nothing to do with regular challah.
Homemade and bakery.
It's not yeshiva food for a restaurant. Is that two minutes? I don't think so. Now, the mishabua is akdama to Hilchos Shabbos when he discusses the mechshelim klali. So the minas three examples. One of the examples is when people have two different types of chicken that are being served on the table, of eifes being served on the table, and they not know you just want to get a butter. Look what he means over here. You have chicken and turkey. People do not know that chicken and turkey are two different meat over here. And you have to have the kloma butter. That's the example of the Mishnah. Kaisel is chicken and turkey. Even when Shmuel discusses, you have cold cuts. Right? Something can be chicken, turkey. He says that's definitely a category. You want to say, no, it's really top, but more of shame. The one's called turkey cold cuts, one's called not turkey cold cuts. Different things. He does get a lot of Shmuel, Kamnetsky, is stuffed chicken and chicken the same thing or not?
Wait a minute,
yes, Shmuel says cold cuts are different cold cuts. Each one is different.
Cold cuts, you have a plate of cold cuts.
And you have, okay. And you have a plate of salad, right? The tomatoes are different than cucumbers. And you have a bowl of fruit, and the apples and the oranges. Yeah, fine. Shmuel wants to say stuffed chicken versus chicken he's not sure about. But he wants to know what about chicken nuggets for schnitzel. The other plate, the schnitzel is chicken nuggets. Oh, so he wants to know, it's a German term. It's the same thing, just one big one small, they have a name for schnitzel. But chicken nuggets is really small pieces of schnitzel. Even though the major tastes different. But Mike says not enough of a difference to make it into a case that's being different over here. One other case in this cost is not that you have fish that has one has a lot of bones, one has a much less bones. They point out the same fish in the tail have tons of bones. So it's brought down in the Shmir Shabbos and Shlomo Zalman. That's also what's minachos. Even though they're paying a different taste, the fact they have more bones, less bones, not making two different meat of a bear.
Is there
a whole
in the category of something?
So as you mentioned last chabur, that's a great question. When do you make something in the chumah of the Trumas Hadeshen that we have a svaros laid to mekel is still? How can we make a pisor shabbat? Maybe a shabbat deraisa. And when we out of the parsha, so some of these places were saying, like the top and the bottom, the mekilim was saying it's out of the parsha. The machmir was saying it's in the parsha, and me and you were like, great question. I think me and you, my father and I, correct English. I hear. I think I'm going to be a day. The third category, the case of shimush of use. They point out an example about a fork and a spoon have two different uses over here. Spoons for your soup, a fork for your chicken. But let's say you have a small spoon and a big spoon. Now, make it simple, you have a soup spoon and a teaspoon. The soup spoon is meant for your soup, and a teaspoon is meant for your coffee and your tea. So they ask a question to a Moshe, and he wants to tell him that is two different meaning. You don't use your soup spoon for your tea, and you use your teaspoon for your soup. Then it comes to Lachas, Al-Mashulash, and some Chabon go this way. Maita, I see the Mishmur Shabbos says, what do you mean? If you don't have a soup spoon, use a teaspoon. If you don't have a teaspoon, use a soup spoon. And that I don't understand. I have a hard time understanding what you said over here, because if you don't have something, so I don't have a fork, I use a spoon also. It makes it warm in. I don't think there's any right that I don't have, I use something else. At the end of the day, a teaspoon is made for your tea and coffee, and your soup spoon is made for your soup spoon. That's a different function. You can, but no, the spoon has a different function. Your soup spoon is called a soup spoon for a reason. It's made for your soup. The fact that sometimes you're stuck, or you're too lazy to get up to get another spoon, does not make it easier. It has a different function over here. It has a different use. A similar case. I know, but again, we'll get that also. A similar case. Come on, the throne I discussed. Let's say you have a big fork and a small fork. Now, the way that Al-Mashulis discusses a big fork and a small fork, he says you have one fork for meat and one fork for your cake. Now, if he means the one fork that we have for our fish and one fork for your meat, I mean, you come to the table, usually there are two forks there. You know some of the etiquette, the smaller fork is for your fish, the bigger fork is for your meat. That's why you have two forks there. Now, Maisi, he wants a time that's definitely get it up to minim. I have a very hard time to understand that. Al-Mashulish. Fish let me understand a teaspoon and a soup spoon. But a bigger fork and a smaller fork, Maisi, a lot of people don't know, and if they do know, they don't really make a difference. If someone used a big fork, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, you have a small fork over here. Fish let me have a teaspoon and a soup spoon, and get both in front of you, of course. A soup spoon, a soup, teaspoon, a tea. You know, big fork and small fork in front of you, you can be mocked which one exactly you'll use over here. Now, lefty means the very tiny forks over there. Even that, yesh lotus. If that's definitely the case of a cake. My succeed in Nishma Shabbat time is a big fork and a small fork. That's in 1 minute. Because the fact, it wouldn't mean makbid. Betim is a shame shimush. It has to be two different shimushim. Not two different shimushim. I see with some Rabbanim, I actually checked the new prints also, he wants to tie kitchen knives and table knives, what kind of shnei mina? And my father goes, what are you talking about, right? I agree with my father, I'm not going to argue. Right, he says over here, especially during the week, I don't think anyone's mocking. And Shabbos, you know, we have the kitchen knives, handle different. You can cut chicken with a silver knife. You can. They're both. If you had a sharp one, you use it instead of the other one. Listen, I can judge my father. I'm not going to argue my father. A similar question. Again, these are all Shigal Nas questions. He always loved my father's questions. So now we go do over here. Shall we do right? So no, it's out of five. Let's say you have a small plate and big plate. So again, the Amish Shulish is custom. You have a plate made for meat. You have a plate over here made for cake over here. Now, if he means a case of a small plate like a saucer, I hear a saucer has nothing to do with the big plate or the medium-sized plates. But if he means a case of a big plate versus a medium-sized, those that you serve for the fish and those that you serve for the children, again, I have a hard time understanding why they're different shemushim. Usually the reason why you have one big and one smaller depends on how much you plan to eat. You plan to have like kiddush less children, you have a smaller plate. I hope you plan to have more children, you have a bigger plate. And then you get the fish. I don't think it's any different than shemush over here. It basically depends how much you plan to go eat over here. And therefore, I think as an Yisrael Kankiniyashki and Nishma Shabbos, that's a plate to plate. Who cares if it's big or small? And I agree a saucer is a different entity by itself. That's just a small thing to hold a cup on top of it. Or maybe a small piece of cake when you're on a diet. But otherwise, in general, plate to plate. And therefore, this should not make a difference. Again, Al-Mashulis and a simple bottom say no. A big plate and a small plate are two different meaning over here. A plate and a bowl, so it says Al-Mashulish, says Mitzvah, and others from, that might have two different meanings. Obviously, I think everyone should understand, one's made for soup, and one's made for putting things that are not liquid inside. True, sometimes might mix it, not makbid, but it's made for two different shibushim. One's made for something that's liquid, one's made not for liquid. It's got nails and nails and staples, two different things. Let's say something's better, the same thing. That means better than your clothing. You have a shirt and your kids have a shirt. You have socks and your kids have socks. It's all one thing, except what he wears you cannot wear, and what he wears the other way around, what you wear he can wear. Does that make it be two different shimushim? Oh, no, Maisa sucks, a sack, a shirt, a shirt, a pants, a pants. Maisa, come all the storm, you hear that Maisa agree, says it from a Zalman, the Kodeshoni, Yishmer Shabbos. The fact that people, the same people cannot wear the same thing, I mean different people cannot wear the same thing, Nichol's different shimushim. Different market sacks mix with mine, where his pants mix with mine, or Nichol and Shneiminim. You want to separate them on Shabbos, you have the need a clump of butter over here, ain't that in the let's say a big day Shabbos mixed together with big day call. We're in a case where it's nicker than two different things. That means, let's say during the week, you'd wear cold shirts, blue shirt. Shabbos only wear a white shirt. It's all mixed together in a pile of air. Come on, I'm point out, Bechor, there are different Shemushim, once for Shabbos, once for Chasna, once for the week. Two different than Yom over here. They're a little bit different. They're from Bechor, they have two different Shemushim. Need a clump of butter. I think, let's say the case over here, where it's not much of a difference, you have a white shirt, one's more for Shabbos, because you know that's the design of Shabbos, the other one has less of the design of Shabbos, but most people cannot tell. I think that's making nickel and get it of woman over here. So the thing is, because in the gate, different color socks over here, that the way I'm swimming it down, if a person who is a machbid, not to wear them, that means, for example, let's say you have black socks, one, I actually have black socks, and they drop different, this and the other. So true, the person who puts them in my drawer are very machbid to put them together, but I think most people are not that machbid if they have one or the other, which one to go wear. It's nice to wear the ones exactly the same. But let's say socks are totally different, black and let's say navy, or red and white, different colors over here. Of course, since they have different functions, we wear different times, separate, not together. They will come on their chodim, so there's Shmir Shabbos, and Chaim, and Kodolokas, and then some others. This is the category of being two minim over here. Two different categories. One last case to get the Shimush. After davening, you have a bunch of Sidurim on the beam over here. You have Sfardim and Ashkenazim in the shul, and then we have Nusuk Sfard, and Nusuk Ashkenaz. Is that two minim or is that one minim?
Two minim.
So, Maisa, and Chaim, and see also, because the Lachim school, that's why it's Alva Shulish, the one kind of Sfard and Ashkenaz are two minim. Now, I think, and maybe like a Kodesh, if anyone wants to go, it's really dependent if you mock it or not. I think the Ilan, when a person wants to daven, let's say he davens Sfard, and he picks up a Siddur that's Ashkenaz, and he doesn't see Sfard, well, he's Ashkenaz. Not much of a difference. Or vice versa. It's not much of a difference. You pick up a Sfardi, you might have done Mafe already, right? You disclosed already. So I think a Sfardi, I think everything means that's Menacher. Sfard to Ashkenaz, in a shul. So in the shul, I've asked numerous rabbis in the shul. There are certain times there's a little bit of a difference, some are not. On Friday night, Shabbos morning, more of a difference. Other times, less of a difference. We have to know, come out every shul have Sfard Ashkenaz. Somehow, Shabbos morning, most shuls were organized, have it organized in the morning. They come for davening in the morning, get there on time. The question is, how in the world do they do that? When you see, at night, come back to learn, it's all in Balagan, someone organized it. So, they did it l'chura, not some of l'achila right away in the morning over here. They organized it, sounds like, and could be, I guess, numerous rabbis, what their answer is. No one really answered me straight, I just want to see what they can answer. Yeah, maybe they spread it all out. I'm not sure I doubt it. I'm not clear where they get it from, but I certainly hear a Sfar to argue that Sfar and Ashkenaz are in Maisa are Kain certainly have a Sfar to say that the one thing over here. Because sometimes it won't be that machbid, you get to benching, a person won't be machbid, for sure. Right, how much of a difference is there over here? So I can tell me, you're machbid with Shachwitz, but not for benching, for Mincha, but not for Pencil Walk. Now it makes it one to Minim. How? Where is that part over here? It is different. But how much of a difference to make something to be two Minim? So again, the Shani wants kind of your machbid is two minim. Yes, well, then what happened? The Gabbai is putting away, who are you putting away for? Some of you are machbid, some of you are not machbid. Now, where is that exactly? It's a great question. I look at the system over here. It's not a symbol that you can sort them. Take the last cube over here, make it two different than Yonim. If something is and something better. That means, for example, let's say one's kosher and one an apple is kosher, you have an apple that's oral, an apple that's shishis, and an apple that's shmito, apple that's tevel, apple that's not tevel, apple that's bedat, and apple that's not bedat. Whatever you want to say. Each one up to his own. So does that make it what, two different meaning when it's over here? A couple of the mechassinim, that's what they told the Shmuel. They say an apple is an apple is an apple. Therefore, the fact that it has an issa to it, the Lamaise says to walk men into apple. Says the Gelt Halachas, you want to go this way. Piskei Tshuva says, we've a place to mamash here, they say there's no problem here. At least in the old prints. Atzela Sheni, Kamal Mishlam is Alman, and Kamal Mechadashoni, Ezra Gila Sefer, and the Alman Shulash. One calls an issa deraisa, one calls an issa deravonon, and they want to argue the point. How in the world can tell me that something is osir to get something as mutter is different in the category of one man? This is osir. It's obviously two separate concepts over here. Two different things over here. And then with the Shikol Vath question, again, a shayla maybe the Ramon Dura Isno, what happens if things mix together? One is Issa, one is Heter. Building upon this question, the Nozwa Mi Machmer, basically you have silverware that's Fleishik together with Milhek. Can you sort that? Is there Bayam Mitzvah Sugyo Fire over here? Because one Fleishik should not use a Milhek, so vice versa. Kamal Shmer Shabbat, he says, if you Machmer the apples, here also Machmer the silverware. Because the Lucha says, you Machmer one, will push you back to the other. Because if you go this way, what? But since they have, sometimes you can, but the essence is that you cannot eat the milk and fork with chicken. That's true. It's Kain Dagger, it's taking a step further, like Isser and Heter. I can take the Isser and use it, I can have enough from it, I can give it to the Kelim, I can do things with it, but I can't eat it with it. Fine, so it's missing part of its function, makes it into different use.
Yeah,
so as far as let's say you mix of Esraikim, you want to separate them. So come up with Gil Sefer and I'm not sure Kupchet was a tiny defense. If it's Esraikim that are possible with those that are not possible, then what kind of Esraikim mean them. But let's say that Esraikim one's more Mohud than the other Esraik, then what kind of one's an apple, one's a better apple. One apple with a better apple, there's no, not just the club on fire, not definitely get up through it, because it's not a case of Tuminim over here. The day knock is again this past year Pesach came out Friday night when you have these matzahs that are whole matzahs and you have matzahs inside that are broken. Does a person have a right to take out the broken matzahs to get to the shleimim? Is there in the cloth of a mikshuv here and need the idea of the burr to say oichol biyot? I said Friday night Shabbos. I said this past year. Do you have this problem or no? The mice of matzah is matzah here. So being on in Arkzavenu, that a stifler, he was chayshish when he came out Friday night, he had the sugar of Boru, and make sure you take the oichel themselves, take out the shleimim. From Zaman went this way, the Shmir Shabbos, the Zaman tell the Watayna, at the end of the day, you want the whole to make a Lechem Mishnah, and the one those are broke cannot make a Lechem Mishnah.
That's
naked. Oh, so we get to the sugar of Silek. Usually they say it's not Silek. Why do you get a clause of Silek? The get is two minim, right? But if I don't need the lechem mishnah, I get up. It's not a mishnah, not a get to me. But one mitzvah lechem mishnah, I'm not good. I'll tell the shani. Numa's are trying to point out, matzah is made for one. Very good. Come on, the doctor, and Numa's are trying to what I know. The mitzvah, what is matzah made for? To eat. Truth is a milo, which is a sugar lechem mishnah. Apples are made to eat. Is a milo a better apple? Is a milo lechem mishnah? Is a milo I can use it with a seder. That makes it a different min? Matzah makes me eat it. I'm going to eat over it. It's done over here. The difference is the Leander and the Chodeshani and the Kavis Alokas and the Gilasefer and the Kupshet and the Parkert. This makes it a separate min. To Epsom, it is one thing. It is matzah over here. It's a great Shigo Vath question. And my father is not too happy with that. He wants Hannah. What? Something there. Taking one step further on this question, let's say if something is mamash the same exact thing as an apple. You have five apples together, but some of mine and some are yours. So you have no right to take my apple without my permission. And if you do, you're even this exile. So is that now, do you make the eyebrows like Chaim Ayer just did over there? Like, come on, what are you talking about? Well, no, my Kedelo, it's two different meanings. It's over here. Arlo is an Isser, Ashmid is an Isser, and usually someone else is an apple, or even it's a late signal. How do you look upon it? So, Maestro, a Kupcha says, now, he wants to sign over, he says, Maestro, since you can use what it says, for him it's settled, I can't use your apple. And the Orchard Shabbos wants Maestro to be marked over there. Asar Sheni, Chamlum Mechodesh Shani, and the Kodesh Halachas of Shmuel, this for Shabbos Day of the Mice, an apple is an apple. He lets me eat it, I can go eat it. It's not like, or like, can't eat. Here I can't eat. She has to get rishus from you. The Zavit started blocking it. So again, it's not the Shayla, the Shingle, that's question. One child negates to this Indian of someone else's object mixed in with yours, it definitely gets two minimum women. Now, till now we went through the first story of the Shemus HaDashem, discussing the idea of you have one min, and what finds two minim. The second side of the Shemus HaDashem is that once we have two minim, but let's say they're a nicker, it's clearly defined, I have these pieces of fish all mixed together, and I see the mackerel, I see the carp, I see each one by itself. Says the Shemus HaDashem, Svar Salei Benam Uruf, should not be a problem, the Kain, the idea of one min, should be mutter. However, it's a kshash there, I saw. Maybe it's a machlish yishoyim. I can be mekel bli raya bruro. He had a very scary statement from a rishon who knew a lot. He came along and says, you only mekel yisirim der iso, bli raya bruro, how can you do that? At the end of the day, he might say, he wants to be machmer. So we have this concept that Shemus HaDashem says that the fact that it's nicker is not a heter. More time, but I'm all things that nicker is not a heter. The question is how far do you take the yisoid? Among there are certain things that are out of the parashas mimotar. The way the Chum discusses is, let's say you have a big object inside water. Let's say you have a big fish inside water. Can I take the fish out of water? Oh no, that's a teruvus over here. The fish is inside water. You have a mixture over here. So this fish is Shabbos. Even upon the Chumut HaDeshen, it's asking when you have these little things you have to go find, go search, you have a kircho. Something big inside, something of water, take it out, avad is not a problem. Why it stands by itself, that's not even nichol in the chumra of the Shemus HaDashen, it's nikru and still it stands by itself. Therefore, this idea of the Shemus Shabbos is close to B'kudus Eliezer, the one saying not the one, he says, no, it's not so. You have a big thing inside water, the mitzvah is mutter. Botan, Barim Chayno, and the Bes'ailam, the Shemus Shabbos, and the Mumut HaKarim down, something big in water stands by itself, one on the chumra of the Shemus HaDashen. Therefore, just go through different examples. That's not the Chumash Shemus HaDashen. Speak to the Shemus HaShabbos. Let's say you have eggs inside water. Last time you have a couple of eggs inside water, you can take it out. So the Shemus HaShabbos and Chayim Noel might sense water. That's not Nichol the Chumash Shemus HaDashen. You have an apple inside water. So the Alma Shulish, no problem. You have potatoes inside water. So the Shemus HaShabbos and Chosley, no problem. You have vegetables inside the water. It's there. What? Yeah, let's see, cook potatoes inside water. You want to keep inside water, not to get black. Yeah, potatoes, no, I'm not sure. Cook potatoes, you keep inside water not to get black. So can you take it out? You need to call the butter. There's Shemir Shabbos, no problem. Says the Shemir Shabbos, you have vegetables inside this grime over here. You want to take it out, no problem. Says Shemir Shabbos, let's say you have meat inside your soup over here. You have a big piece of meat inside your soup. Says the Chaimah, let's say you have fish inside your juice. Says the Chaimah also, let's say you all get inside your soup, you have potatoes over here. All these cases, they're very big, they stand by itself, you can take them out. Building upon this, more common, people have chamotzim inside a container with juice. Is it by Yah, can either call a burger. Big chamotzim with harm, says Shmir Shabbat Kukhasai. The fact that you have pickles inside juice is almost the same idea, something big that stands by itself inside the liquid, and then we can take it out. That was cut chamotzim, and he can't find them. That's terrible, go search for them. That's being mixed with the liquid. But it's down once you have in the can, the big piece over here, take them out, the mice, not a problem. Hanukkah goes this way, or for Shabbos, Lach Karp and others. The Gamma could have shown you a few once for fact, we want to see Mach over here, say there's nothing to get through, but you just don't want that so. A similar case is discussed when you have olives inside the container, could be the same idea over here, or Kneeluch inside soup, same heter. I mean, down even a lemon inside Coke. Everyone sees a lemon inside Coke. It stands by itself. There's no mixture over here. The other says, the Yashim, Chaim, and others. The mice is no problem. No one sees that Teruvah. Again, came along with the Kimadesh, and he saw he did Nicker, and that's a Teruvah. He wants to, but he's not Chloris Aleim. But here, since it's not really a mixture over here, it's very clear. It has nothing to do with that. Not associated with one with the other. Everyone sees the Knadel is not the soup. Soup and Knadel is not a mixture.
Could be my toys
also.
What about like big pieces of chicken and rice?
Most bigger than they would do it. No, so if you have chicken and rice, you have rice, those are big pieces. Now, what to get a big pizza is, again, that's an ingredient. But yeah, big pizza, big pizza. Now, then, let's say you have ice cubes inside your drink. So again, call them Shmir Shabbos, and what kind of, and which is ice cubes separate, which is Kiddush. The way that the bottom one to go, ice cubes in water instead of one min, ice cubes in other drinks, and what kind of two minim. They do discuss, let's say you have a carrot with filter fish. A lot of people don't like the carrot, they push it off, they say they can filter fish. Are you allowed to go do that in Shabbos? You see a lot of time people push off the carrot. Do you have this veteran that stands by itself or not? It's two items. But everyone sees themselves in one with another. Is there a problem? There's a bunch of things to control the fish. We'll get this to the head of the skillet. See if it applies over here. This is a question, Shabbos. So there is a same Yemma Shabbos to what time of Maitre's altar. Again, Lakura, the Al Mashulish, and that Spur, one title, they're two separate things. Everyone sees it. There's no mixture over here. Especially in that idea of two is not necessarily going to have a mixture. Taking on the carriage should not be a problem here. Now, still upon the true possession, taking a step further, we have this Bialoch over here. The Bialoch discusses the Sugya of Sea Lake. So let's try to take it step by step. It's very practical over here, Bialoch over here. Bialoch starts over the question of Mlocho She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy. First, Bialoch, what does that mean? The classic case of Mlocho She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy in the Gemara of Ahimel Beis. Someone digs a hole, does not need the hole, he only needs the dirt over here. Since he's not doing it for the tachlis of the hole, only for the dirt, it's called Mlocho. So he's doing the She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy for the hole, but he's doing it for the offer. The Gemara says, besides the Sugya of Silkul, another reason why do you make hole, that's called Mlocho She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy. Who was lost in the Bialacha by off? Someone who's mighty as a mace. The Kovari doesn't want the mace by him, he's taking out, but he doesn't want the mace. That's called Mlocho She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy. Halacha, we have Machlokes of Shimon versus Yehuda, what the din is. Yehuda says Yechayev, and Shimon says Yehuda din Rabbanan, Fatrabal Osir. That means no one holds this water. Inshallah, if it's Deraisa or Rabbanan, the Rabbam, he paskins lack of Yehuda din Deraisa. The Machaber came across numerous times and brings down two shitas. It sounds like it's Chosh for Deraisa. Maisa, but it can be passed like Shimon, it din Rabbanan. That's first Mlocho She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy. Once we have the story, in fact, Yeshua Siyako brought down the Bialocho, and that's as you analyze it, every time you do an act of Bayer, you're taking away the cells that you don't want. The Loch is your Chayim over here, or your Shnei Bin Eichel, take away what you don't want over here, Nech on the Geta of Bayer Chayim. The Mai said, why is that so? You're taking away what you don't want. You're taking away the Nezek, being Maitzi Mace over here. So why in the world are you Chayim for it? Should be in the Cholophachos and Locho Shein Tzrichelu Gufoy. Kunjum Shimon should be Potter. That's his question. I think it's a very simple question. Every time you do Psalms B'Dan Eichel, Mishmu Nakdomo B'Nechnel, Deraisa. Frank to be Alocha, why Deraisa? You take away what you don't want. What you don't want is Maitzi Mace. That's a Chayfa Gumoy. Anything you don't want is Nechla Maitz, is Nechla in the case of Locho Shein Tzrichel Gufoy. And therefore a person should be Potter B'Yah, why Chay for it? So before we get to the Mishavur and the Shurus Yaakov, his tenets, their truism, before you have to realize that we shouldn't be asking this question. And the Shavur is why in the world the Mishavur drops Rishonim and go with his own Mahalach over here. So first, the Aruch HaShulchan, he brings down that the Mishavur quotes the Shurus Yaakov with this question. They point out, what defines Mlocho She'ein Tzrichel Gufoy? We learned the Sugya already in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Seems to be. Please understand that Daf Lamed Aleph and Daf Tzadik Daled, that what defines Tzrichel Gufoy, the way how it was done in the Mishkan. The Mishkan was for the whole, that Tzrichel Gufoy. The offer was not the way it was done in the Mishkan, and Tzrichel Gufoy. A Maitzi Mace, and the Mishkan was taking out something to go use, a Maitzi Esla Kovari is not to go use it. How is the case of Borer in the Mishkan? Yuchayifur. They took out the Beselis. That's how it was in the Mishkan. So it comes out that taking out the Beselis, according to Tosfos, is a Mlocho Tzrichel Gufoy. Because what defines the Pu'ula? How it's done the Mishkan. The Mishkan was it took out Beselis. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, I don't understand the whole entire question. Taking out Beselis is called Mlocho Tzrichel Gufoy. Tosfos. Why is it Malach on Tosfos? That's then we learned the Sugya Mlocho Tzrichel Gufoy. We point out the Ramban, the Ram, the Malamor, that is different Mahalach in the idea of Lokoshen Shichul Gufoi. They understood it has to be a Te'elis B'guf HaDover. The thing itself has to be Te'elis. Mashekin, the Pesel Titanyat, is not the Guf HaDover. Rashi and Dafsad Gimel had different Lokoshen. His words are Ritzenei Leboloi. I'd rather that did not happen. I'd rather the person not pass away. I'd rather that not deal with the mace. The Mubuluk among the Akhoyim, Hanisan Rashi. Does Rashi mean, like you were showing them, the Ram, the Abban, the Balamor, a Te'elis B'guf HaDover? And then we have a Kashi for the Rashi and Antis Gemara. The Shulchan Rashi talks into the Rashi like Tosis. It meant however it was done in the Mishkan. Therefore, according to Tosis, the question doesn't even start. If you realize, the Be'alotha's question is not according to Tosis. And this is one of the rites we've brought down, that Be'alotha does not pass like Tosis. You have a Shalom Shein, Jesus before you, one house that Be'alotha went with, from the time went with. Here, from his question, we see he did not go with Tosis, that what defines the Malacha is not based upon the Mishkan, based upon the Te'elis B'guf HaDover. Aleph. That's one parrot, which would not agree with. We'll get to that Malach. A second parrot, comes to the Balamor and he asks this question. Before Balamor, that Lam Zayin of Beis, he asks, why in the world is Chayif for Burr on Shabbos? It's a Malach HaShem Shukla Gufoi. Enter the Balamor, he says, Enech Nami, it is a Malach HaShem Shukla Gufoi. All Malachas you are Pater for, except for Zayin and Burr, those two are the exception to the rule. And even though it's Malacha Shein Tukul Gufoi, still he chayev for it. That means the Balamor is this question, and still he chayev. Look up the Shuas Yaakov, the Be'alacha is quoting. Shuas Yaakov brings down the Balamor, and says, the Pelos have sold us for now from Bar and Zer. That's why he does not like the Malach, but the Balamor already is this question. Says, you're right, it is Malacha Shein Tukul Gufoi. He chayev for it. A third test among the Rishonim, the Ramban, and that's the book that we saw by the Sugya of Glazes. Now we point out that according to the Chofetz Chaim did not have the Ramban. The Ramban is discussing, analyzing numerous malachas, what defines the malacha. But the Sugya of Glazes is discussing when a person shears off the hair from the animal. What is the malacha? Do you need a ticket in the hair? I want to take the wool and make it a sweater. Well, they need a ticket beside the body of the animal, the body of the person. We're shearing off the hair to make the person look nice. What is Glazes? Mitzad the thing you took off, the hair has to be taken, or mitzad the chetzah, we took it from. So, coming to the words of Ramban and the way the disciple explains in Shabbos Sin Mevov, he says the idea of glazes is a maisa natilo maisa akroda, separating it. Explains the disciple, does that mean not from the body and not from the hair, either one. Glazes is separating. If the maisa is in the body, the seder. That's also a block of tzichul gufoi. The man is in the hair, also the Seder. If you separate it, that's a pull, and if you take it one or the other. Mamshef the Ramban, v'chein zerer, v'chein burr. Says the same thing in burr and zerer. It means he asks the question, then what's the act of burr? Burr is separating it. Where's the ticket? This side or that side. I don't care where the ticket is. That's the act of burr. That means you ask a question, is the Malacha Shein Tukul Gufoi? No, what's the Malacha? Malacha is a fraud and the teal is separating it. Where's the ticket? Either side of the ticket that nichol together a malacha tzrichel gufoi. That's a bad teretz. Why? That's the Be'alacha discusses. But either side is enough. The Be'alacha brings that as true. But either side, either the wool or the animal, either side. The mice is a tila. Now the rivosh, you're sending it to the mouth of the rivosh. Well, it could be that's one shot of the rivosh. A fourth mouth among the Rishonim, the Mi'iri himself is a question, that Kavav, also Mi'iri. And he says, a different story, he says, my case is when you have a mixture together that you don't want, that's Malacha Shein Tzrichel Gufoi, it's not for the situation, but that's not the Minig Olam, the beer was created that way. Over here, the beer was created to have shaft and wax and everything together. Since that's being mistaken in the Minig Olam, that's Nichol together Tzrichel Gufoi. Since they're created together, they're put together, the idea of, I don't want a Nezek, I don't want something to be here, it's double study. When he comes to mistaken something where that's the minig ha'olam, that's nichol of ula of tikkun, that's nichol together of locha tzrichel gufoi. That means before we get to be'alacha teretz, we have four tirutz and bokhna rishonim. We can either answer Tosfos that it's called locha tzrichel gufoi, that's how it was in the Mishkan. We can answer the Balamor, it ain't tzrichel gufoi, but this is an exception to the rule. We can answer the Ramban, it's a maisa afrodo, and then we either side enough. We can answer the Me'iri, that's a minig ha'olam. You have to realize, again, the Be'alacha did not say any of these four Malachim among the Rishonim. He came along with his own idea and the Shuas Yaakov's idea. Kimmel Mishu is Yakubar, he wants to answer. He wants to know what the definition of Bayer. Bayer is Tikkun Eichel. That means the absurdus together with Eichel, one Masakin, one, and you take out one, the absurdus to give Masakin the Eichel, that's the Tikkun over here. Once you Masakin something, that's Bayer. You were taking out the absurdus, there's a Tikkun over here. If that so, it says that she was Yaakov himself, it says it be Alokov, but in the case of two minute Eichel, there's no ticket, you have to say nuts and raisins together. You want only nuts and not the raisins. You take out the raisins. Is there a ticket of Eichel? That'd be Masak and Eichel. You can eat the nuts and raisins, but I want one over the other. Therefore, Kondi Shua Yaakov should be Alokov, she ain't Srikhla Gufai, and therefore it should be a Dindir Abolim. Says it be Alokov, Bishlam, maybe say, we go like the Rambam, lost the Machaber. The Mokko Shen Jukul Gufa is Chayiv, Shishnei Mina Oichol is Chayiv. However, where is the Mokko Shnei Mina Oichol? The Rosh. The Rosh, the Mokko Shen Mokko Shen Jukul Gufa is Tartar. So why the world is Mechab is saying Shnei Mina Oichol is Chayiv up in the Rosh? Up in the Rosh should be Mokko Shen Jukul Gufa, should be a Dinra Abonim. That's why the Bialokha did not like the Shuas Yaakov. There was a sixth mile to answer this question. The Bialokha himself, he wants to take Kain's idea. But that does not mean Mesakin the Oichel, something Mesiafo the Min. Mesiafo the Oichel, make it nicer, better, easier. I want nuts over the raisins, being Mesiafo, if not to get them locked at Shrikhel Gufay. Could be an Achkamino. Could be an Achkamino. What's getting late? I know. Well, an Achkamino based upon this is the gate of the Shir Shavoy. What is a shear? And the Mishnah says, Rashi in the Chayim Gimel says, the get to all Eichlem, Yishalmi, the Shechter says, all Eichlem is a Gregorius. So we say a Gregorius, the get to Eichel, I give the get to Canaan, what's a shear? Not a Gregorius on food, but I still want to say the shear is a culture. Okay, there's a culture. But the get to food, the shear is Gregorius. Gregorius of what? Is it the Eichel? Is it the Psalus? Is the Eichel and Psalus together? You have three options. The Eichel, Psalus, both together. They point out the Korah times of Mahalach. Go with Taisus. The get is where they took out the Psalus called Lachar Tzrich Lugufay. They all looking upon the Psalus. Because the way how was the Mishka was taking out the Psalus. If you go like the Ramban, is the act of our throat over here, so then the Korah can look at both of them together. We go to the Mahalach like Miyachadim and Mesakadim in, so you look only in the case of the Eichel. That means this question over here is the get to the Korah, three different ways to understand what the Shia Negate to Gregorius over here is. The Maisa, the Kadmim and Mitzrayim, were down the back of the Ram of Frankel, he's Mesopic. Those who want to say the Shia is negated only Eichel, Pim Godim, the Mitzchus Chinuch, Kodesh only wants to go this way. The Shuas Yaakov says no, negated Eichel and the Psalus, the Rukh and the Voice go this way. Shuas Yaakov, and then from the Zalman says, really depends what Mahal is going with. That means this question comes down negated to when you get Tekilo. Another, even this is the Rashi Paschi, we already mentioned already, Hashi Osma Torah, Pi Rashi Nafahin Dalit. When they get to when you get to Kilo or Chatos, what is the Shia Gregorius? Is it together or separate? Based upon this question over here. Now, once we have this Malach and the Bialochi, Mamshech, and discuss the sugar with the called Sea Lake. Sea Lake basically means you're in a case over here when you have one food, you know, clothing, articles of clothing, one coat on top of another coat. What says the Chavetz Chaim, you have one food on top of another food. And you want to remove one food from on top of other. Is there a heter to remove what's on top to get to what's on bottom? The way the Mishmur, the way Pasuk in the end, he says, Losh Efter, the way the Bialochi is Messiah, near first of Vada Kri Mekel. That means, Laloch Lamaisa, the Pesachim say, to Messalik, the top thing to get to the bottom, Maisa, the Ikkele Pasuk, like the Bialochi, it's Mutter. Shlom Zalman, the Yashim, the Shemir Shabbos, others, the Maisa, it's Mutter. Now, what's this for? What exactly is the Bialochi we are saying? So, try to make it. Three shlav me saying, 3 points over here. Number one, he starts off saying that first of all, one on top of another, the words of the Mechabasim Mu'uravim, the Snam Uruv. First thing he starts off, the idea has to be a mixture of teruvahs. One on top of another is not Mu'uravim. Therefore, it's not a tikkun, not a mesiaf or anything, there's no mixture over here. Aleph. Goes on further to the Chavetz Chaim, says, V'im Timsalami, you want to disagree with me? And say, since each one's not standing by itself, there is a mixture over here, I'll tell you a second reason. It's being misatik. What's misatik? He sends you to the sugya by Tzedah, and Sim Mishneh Zayin Sim Zayin. Over there discusses when you have a nochosh who wants to go bite you. The loch is, you're allowed to capture the nochosh. I Tzedah, So if you hold, like the Rosh, Hasagim Shimon, Mlocha She'et Tuchel Gufay is part only to the Rabbanon, so just like the Mapis Morso, from Mokim Tzalei Gozu, from Mokim Hezek Le Gozu. But according to the Rambam, Mlocha She'et Tuchel Gufay is Chayiv, why in the world allowed to capture the Nochosh? Says the Mepharshim, the Magi Mishnah, upon the Rambam, you know why? Something called Misasek. Yuchin and Shabbos, yeah, the concept, what am I coming to go do? What am I capturing the Nochosh for? So Nochosh should not bite me. I have zero interest, no desire, kiyuzer, the Akasado. My whole kavona is what? Should not bite me. Misasek, come to matter my fool over here. Say also, why am I taking away the top? I have zero interest in doing the act of burr, in taking away the thing on top. My whole desire is to get the thing underneath it. Therefore, it's nechon the concept of misasek. And therefore, it should be mutter. That means, number one, not teruvos. Number two, misasek. V'im, Tim Salami, one disagree. That we did not pass like the Rambam. And therefore, we won't have the hetter misasek. And therefore, it should be melocho, she'in tukul gufay, din rabbonon. Why is it not being misyapo? Even though it's l'mal mailo. So I'll give you a third reason why it's mutter. You know why? Because the coat, one top of another, is nicker. I'm the true Mitzadeshin says, for us, slave, I can't even make a shell of the Raisa. But here, what are we left with? It's a Mlocho Shein Tuchel Gufay, Adri Abonon. The true Mitzadeshin says, not to be Machmer, not to be make all the cases out of Rai Bruo, that's out of the Raisa. But here's a case of Abonon, Zivon, Mitzir, the true Mitzadeshin, when Nikki can't be Makel. Zivon, and Zof, not to be Machmer in this thing. That means he said three things. Number one, it's not the Ruvois. Even if you want to argue it's a teruvos, it's mitzasek. Even if you want to argue and it's teruvos and it's a case of it's not mitzasek, it's nikur and rabbanon. Therefore, those three things are mitzvah and mutter. Not to be machmer. Now, it comes out, first of all, according to the halacha, it sounds like that there is not just a case of burr with klolim, it's not burr at all. Not burr, therefore, it's mutter, take all the time to get to the bottom. There is another malach in the Achronim. The Shvi'i Shabbos being done with Kesef Shulchan and told the Shmuel, the one Taina, the reason why it's more take off the coat is nichol the sugya of klipa. Because the sugya of klipa, a person has a right to peel the orange, I sell some eichel, to get the eichel out underneath. That's no problem, because you're allowed to get something underneath. Now, for me to which malach you go with, whether the way some sort of Achronim want to go with, against the Chavetz Chaim, is la'achaz man, you have a heter. That means peeling an orange la'achaz man is osur. The one time according to be a local, you want to take out your coat for later on, the chor should be mutter. Now, what does that mean, la'achaz man? There's sort of two cases over here, la'achaz man. Let's say you have a stack of 10 coats. You take off the top 5 coats over here, and yours is a 6th coat. You take off the top 5, and the 6th one is yours, you leave it there, la'achaz man. According to Mishnah Berurah, to take the 6th coat 3 hours later, the mic is mutter. Watch it, take off what you don't want. That's Ein Miskavin, therefore it's Misasek, and it's a case of Nikur, and over here it's not Nikur get a true voice, you have all three reasons of Mutter, even though your coat can get 3 hours later. Therefore, according to Mishmuri Mutter, those who argue with Mishmuri will certainly own have the Heter. However, Lahura, in the case over here, let's say you take off all 5 coats, and you take off your coat right now, to use your coat La'achazman. I mean, you took off your coat right now, and not wearing it right now. You can wear your coat 3 hours later. That luchura, are you not, is that misasik? No, I have kavon to take off that coat. Is that ain't trich l'gufay? No, trich l'gufay, I want this coat over here. Luchura, to take the coat off now la'achazman, that'll be ulcer. You have to be very careful, you read this from slowly, there are two cases la'achazman. The case la'achazman, the mishmur of matu, when I do not take my coat off, only silek is mimotu la'achazman. Masha'ekin, take off this coat from afterwards, luchura should be a baya, if you take off now for la'achazman, I got this interesting story in the Chodim grapple in general, you have a mixture in the top thing father to Ruvais. See the Chodim showing what time is not father to Ruvais, which the Chodim seem to not agree with. If so, let's take over the top, and take over the next thing in the top, next thing in the top. Always matter every Ruvais that way. Well, that's all part of the mixture over here. Void, another case you have to know. Let's say you have a coat, you have 10 coats over here, and you can take out yours from the middle. The middle, Walla Akhazman. But also, you won't have this hatcher. Why? Because you're doing active burr. You're not telling Ms. Asik, I'm taking out my coat for Akhazman. So you have to realize that Hetul Akhazman is only going to take over the top things for your coat that's next over here. Building upon this Hetul, the Bialoka, what happens if you're missing some of that term? That means Bialoka says three things. it's not teruvos. Even if it's a teruvos, it's asek. And even if it's asek, you'll have a head to me time this nick over here. Let's say you have a real teruvos, a real mixture over here. A real mixture. Would you have a heter? Because it might say the last two reasons. You have a heter, a nick in the Truman's Adeshen, and you mean Matasek. And nick will get a lot closer to Glugu place. And maybe you have a heter, which is the last two reasons by itself. The big number from the Dalmah, the Yashim says it's true. The last two stands by itself. You don't need all three. Sadashani, Kodashani, Chaim, and others say, Bialok says you have all three. So this is Shigal Das question, which is very negayah, when you have a stack of cards. A stack of pictures. A lot of times you have a stack, let's say 50 pictures, Michasno, someone comes and you want to show them one specific picture. Are you allowed to go remove the lake to get to what you want? Is a stack of pictures a teruvus? Or is that no one top of another? That means if you have a heter, when you have one on top of another, Mashenkin, we have a teruvus, a real teruvus, a real mixture over here. What is a stack of pictures? Is that a real teruvus? Was that a not real teruvos? It's one top of another. So see the Archa Shabbos, you want tiny pictures as a real teruvos, and you won't have the heter. And therefore, maybe you'll have to go do what the Eitzah. You have to enjoy every picture. Each one, I enjoy this one, enjoy that one, enjoy that one. Or maybe you can start flipping them without taking them out. They're also still part of that teruvos over here. I tell the Sheni, the Almo should at least say if you want tiny. What do you mean? That's one top of another. That's Mama should be a loco. That's the lake. I did see a sefer last night, Derech Lechaz Bayer, because the Al-Mashulosh is Rebbe's Chayzer. I know, I looked at all the prints, I don't think it would be Chayzer. It sounds like it should be a case of Sea Lake, and therefore it is more town of Shemir Shabbos, and in the from the Dam, and the mice, they are makel by case of pictures, take off the top. Now, I'm not sure the makel, because the whole of Truva's Gemurah, you have a right to be makel, you have the last two reasons, or the whole is not Truva's Gemurah, it's one top of another. They say there's no problem, and the case of pictures, take off the top to get to the next ones. The they start clearing the Be'al Ochel and the Chavetz Chaim. This heter is a gift from Eichel. He says it by clothing, and he says it by food. What about Eichel may psoilis? Would you also have this heter? So, those who want Taino, his cases are Dafka Eichel. He says Dafka on Sif Gimel. Finish Mir Shabbos, and I don't know this Dafka on Sif Gimel. I tell the Sheni they point out, but let's take the Soros. Not the Ruiz. Case of Metasek. A case of Nicker. Who cares? The Uvah said of Chaim Kiliashki in the Chodesh Shani, even though the Chavetz Chaim only says that one case, does he mean to mitzav the heter that Beis Min Eichel is no Eichel Barer? He doesn't say that. Chua Api Svar should apply with his Pselis for Eichel. Just to end over one last case over here. Let's say a person standard, you have a stack of coats. Now there are two ways you have a stack of coats to get to us. Either you can be yeshivish and we do not cannot tell the difference between one coat and the other. That means you have all these coats, all look very similar. The way you tell usually, you check the pocket, see what's inside the pocket, we see what your name tag is inside over here. And the Chura, different coats are different sizes, therefore they have two different tashmishim, two different meaning. In the case of Meisim, which is not Nicker, the Chura, you won't have the heter of the Truman Tadashim. Therefore you won't have the heter of the Bialocha. That means people think there's a heter and coats, one type of other, see like no problem. That's not true. The heter of the Bialocha does not apply when they are not nicker. But let's say the case over here is nicker, but I don't know where it is. My code is very clearly defined different than other people. But I have to go find it. With them, that'll be a heter of the Bialok or not. Those are kind of, if you don't see it right away, you don't know where it is. This is Shvita Shabbos. Who says you have the heker? Who says you have the heter over here? Maito, Chaino, afterwards, and Shlomo Zalman, Liazah Shmir Shabbos, Chaim, Kodashani, they point out, why not? See Lake. I can take one off the other. There's no teruvah, it's one top of another. Until I find it. I mean, numerous times, if you know your code looks very different than somebody else, just you have to go find it, you'll have to take one off, next off, no problem. I mean, it really depends. If you're a coach, you cannot tell the difference until you go mine into your coach and check very well. Ladaf, you'll have the heter. But if it's nicker, just you can't find it, then my student won't have this heter according to the Chavetz Chaim. By Benjamin, Wednesday we'll have the signal of Barab Solomon Tech Oichel, Sevdal, and Sefer Yat Slavah.